Welcome to the Conference Collective podcast, celebrating the best in innovation and leadership from those that are creating positive change in the events industry. A podcast provided to you by the Professional Conference Organisers Association. My name is Libby Ray, and I'm delighted to be your host. On today's episode, we welcome Barry Neem. Barry is the Director of CONSEC, Conference and Event Management, and has extensive project and event management experience spanning over 30 years in business. He has a sound understanding of the logistical issues associated with planning and managing events, as well as an understanding of international protocols, and has been commended for his sound strategic and organizational planning skills. Barry is a current board member of the Canberra Convention Bureau and has played a role in contributing to the focus group that advised on the redevelopment of the National Convention Centre. And of course, we all know Barry as the president of the Professional Conference Organisers Association. Welcome, Barry.
Hi, Libby.
Great to have you on the episode today. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. We all know you as the almighty president of the PCOA and the amazing work that the organisation does. But I'd love to get started with understanding where your interest in the events industry came and what's your journey been like to date?
Sure. So, Libby, many years ago, I started my career in sports administration, involved with basketball with the Canberra Cannons franchise, as it was then, CEO for 4 years there, and involved in creating a franchise of the National Soccer League team called Canberra Cosmos in Canberra. My wife started our business, CONSEC, and on that journey, she experienced exponential growth and, in a way, into facing with a lot of surgeons in the medical area, and I guess experienced that blokey style relationship. And so we decided that it would be the right time for me to get involved in the business. And so we've worked together for over 25 years, managing different projects and building our business and our equity and our key characteristics around service delivery for conferences and events all over Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, and in Asia as well.
Wow, that's really impressive. And not only the incredible background that you have and that experience, but also working directly with your partner for 25 years, I assume would come up with some challenges, but also would be an exciting journey to go on together.
Well, I think we worked out very early that we had to make sure that one looked after one area of the business and one looked after the other. So there wasn't any crossover and indeed any robust discussions about the direction. So it sort of worked out very nicely.
Fantastic. Well, obviously it has. It's been such a successful journey to date. So it's very exciting. And you are the president of the PCOA. When did you start to get involved with the PCOA?
I got involved after the first 2 years of the creation of PCOA was the evolution of our community of professional conference organisers. There was a sense way back that we needed to have our own community with our own unique characteristics separated from the suppliers so that we could actually have a relationship with the supply chain for events and conferences and sit at the table in a way in which we both understood each other's requirements, each other's experiences, and how we should interact with one another. So it was way back then that that I got involved, Libby. And much to my surprise, the PCO brand has just grown and the community's grown. And I guess that's because we actually stuck to some key objectives. And those key objectives were about professionalizing to a greater extent our industry sector. So our main focus is on ensuring that all of our people in our industry sector respected as professional practitioners in the same way that a lawyer or our accountants are. And that's been an interesting journey. And to support that objective, we committed to making sure that we have the right educational experiences, the right networking opportunities, and the right upskilling platforms to ensure that people have the right, as I like to call it, kit bag of skills.
Yeah, fantastic. You can see the results of the hard work, the board and the team over the last few years, seeing how much it has grown, and also the feedback from so many members around Australia getting the benefits from the PCOA. And every year you revisit what the organisation, the association needs to do for its members and are thinking about where some holes might be or where that support could be elevated. Now, we're talking about 2024. Love to get some insights on some of of the new initiatives that the PCOA are bringing to the market to support its members in 2024?
Yeah, so we've had an ongoing dialogue, Libby, over many years now, 5 or 6 years, with the hotel sector. And we have a hotel advisory board driven by two of our councillors. And we sit around the table 2-3 times a year and discuss a range of issues that affect relationship with hotels and how hotels relate to us. And that's manifested itself in the creation of some understandings of the characteristics that should be factored into contracts between the hotels and our sector. And indeed, I think what's been created coming out of COVID is the need to, we say, give away the idea of 120 days, 90 days, 60 days for accommodation requirements, because the whole landscape of the way in which people engage and register for conferences and events now is very different to what it was 10 years ago. So we're on a journey of discovery to land on a platform that provides some equity for everyone in that space. So we've got that framework for all of our members to leverage off, and indeed what we're calling an RFP, where we can provide the hotels with the framework and the requirements for a conference, which provide, including the history, which provides them with a much more informed platform for them to understand how they can relate to our members and our members' clients.
And that's really interesting, because I assume that a lot of PCOs are struggling with this a lot, but as a singular organisation, it may not be possible to sort of change or influence the way in which they're able to engage from a contractual perspective with hotels. But when you bring it into an association of and a group, it's much more, has a lot more strength behind it, and the voice is louder. And so there's doing things through the PCOA gives a little bit more leverage in being able to, you know, even it out a little bit or provide more insights from a larger group of people.
Indeed. And at a time when we're time poor and there's a lot of activity happening in our industry, to continually go back and forward over some issues in contracts takes a lot of resource allocation on both sides, both the hotels and our side. So this framework should set the right sort of platform from which to build the relationship between the two parties and indeed then consolidate it into a contract. And that's important. That was part of the feedback through our members, that they were struggling to get hotels to understand what their clients were after and how they wanted to deliver it. So that, you know, interface between the two groups has been most productive, I think, for everyone. And the hotel sector respects PCOA as both a brand and a community. And with our members being certified under our certification program, the hotels are much more, and venues are much more confident about dealing with, as I said earlier, a professional practitioner.
Fantastic. And what a great support for members. I would love to hear, for people that don't know or maybe are not members of the PCOA, what are some other ways that the PCOA support their members, and what should people be excited to experience when joining?
Well, we're excited that we're working with your group, Libby, to produce some webinars, educational experience for members and non-members around some industry issues that we think are really important and relevant to our members in a professional context. And that's been really well received in the marketplace, both by members and non-members, and has enhanced our, obviously, a lot of people wanting to become members and join our community. So that's been very productive. We decided and announced at our opening of this conference that PCOA is joining the ACCI, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, which will give us a seat at the table in Canberra with their tourism and business events roundtable, which is their lobbying arm to the federal government, to direct to the minister, to the bureaucrats, which was one of the characteristics that we were really struggling to get on top of during COVID, but we've learned a lot of things out of that experience. And so we'll be waiting for our members to provide us with the sorts of issues that are of concern to them, you know, national government context. And I suspect that could be around industrial relations, some infrastructure that is required around the country, and particularly in regional areas. And we'll be able to lobby on behalf of our members to ACCI to carry that message forward to the government, which is really exciting.
Wow, and it's another example of the collective of people being able to, when you're joining an organisation or an association like this one, you're actually able to be a much stronger voice, and this move to becoming a member of ACCI is just a great step in the right direction. Who is the membership ideally for?
So our membership is for event planners, conference organisers, producers of events, both in the association sector, the corporate sector, the incentive sector, and indeed a lot of our members working in associations. We call them in-house members, but they're actually very experienced practitioners. But they really like to have that networking opportunity with people outside their organisation as well. So we're a broad church of people that come together and representing the ecosystem of business events.
And you mentioned networking, and we are sitting in the podcast booth at the Professional Conference Organisers Association conference in 2023 in Adelaide. What another great opportunity that's presented to members to networking with their peers and experience a different city every year around Australia, being able to experience new education opportunities and new networking opportunities.
And fantastic that you guys brought your mobile booth here and you're able to capture some thoughts and highlight them, you know, to all of our members. I think there's an element of great excitement around the rooms as the program unfolds and the networking opportunities are delivered. And that's really what it's all about. You know, we can provide the educational platform, but most people really love the networking and exchanging experiences, building new collaborative networks in the industry sector. And that's our role, to make sure we can provide the platform. And thanks to you guys, we've got a voice going out to everyone in that way.
Fantastic. Well, we all love to be able to communicate the great work of the PCOA. And we talked about membership just a moment before, but there are other ways. If you are not an organiser, if you're a supplier to the industry, you have a business partnership. And so maybe just explain what that looks like as well.
Yeah, good point, Libby. Our organisation's structured around membership of people who are practitioners, not suppliers. So our suppliers are very important component of our ecosystem and our overall community, but they play a role of ensuring that practitioners and our members have opportunities to interface with them to provide the most experience that is really capturing the way forward for all of our people. And that's what happens here. You know, we've got all of the exhibitors networking and explaining their offering to our members.
Fantastic. Another great way to get involved. And I'm sure that the team would be able to provide additional information for any suppliers to the industry or any members that are, any potential members that are considering coming into the PCOA family. Now, you get some great insider information being part of this great association and also from your own experience running a business in this sector. Do you foresee any trends or changes in the near future in our industry or any major challenges that we should be keeping an eye out for?
I think, Libby, coming out of COVID, people are looking for the networking and collaboration opportunities in a way that they can create rather than being forced into program delivery option. And I think we're going to continue to see the evolution of programs in committees that are created by the participants. That is, there'll be, you know, a post-it or creation of, I want to discuss this issue. And we're going to see, I suspect, a greater emphasis on people creating their own program content and being able to move to an area of the building to discuss and network and understand some of the case studies of success, of maybe failure, that or maybe things that didn't quite go to plan. And in that context, people are going to be able to understand the pitfalls, the successes, and I think we're going to see more and more of this happen. Now, that's going to be challenging for us to convince our clients to move to that, because for many, many years, we've had organisations that have a very structured program because that's the way it's always been delivered. This is a new world in the sense that we've got a lot of young people coming into both our industry, coming into other industry sectors, indeed young doctors and young young other practitioners that use the social media network for both information exchange and creating networks. And I suspect if we don't embrace this way of people communicating and getting together, then we'll see people forming their own networks on social media platforms. And I think it's our role to read the tea leaves, if you like, and understand how people are changing in the way that they want to express themselves. They want to create the environment in which they feel comfortable to express themselves, to exchange views. And I suspect that that's going to be through these quite open forums and networking opportunities.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And I can see there's challenges to that. But I guess with the world rapidly changing, if we don't change with it, there'll be some challenges that we really wouldn't foresee coming our way. Speaking of, you know, younger people coming into our industry, which happens every year, the PCOA run an incredible award every year for an up-and-coming member of the industry. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that award is? And then maybe a little bit about how you see the industry being able to support and engage with new up and coming members and being able to help them to grow and be part of the conversation.
Sure. This is a really important component of our industry moving forward, Libby. Very important. So we lost one of our great practitioners from the hotel sector 2 years ago, Tim Burley, who was a fantastic customer relations, relationship building, networking person. And we thought that those characteristics should be embraced in an award for an up-and-coming young person in our industry sector to recognize Tim's contribution to the industry and the characteristics and the personality that he brought to the industry. And so we announced in our Hobart conference last year that this award was going to be inaugurated. And we were so pleased that we had over 25-30 applicants who had to meet some criteria, some of which was to be under 30 years of age and a number of other factors that they had to express in less than 300 words. So capturing that essence of, you know, short and to the point is really relevant. And it was really exciting to announce that winner at Alana Robert at the opening of PCOA this year. And that's going to be an ongoing award to recognise a young up-and-coming person in our industry. And then that person will be mentored through a range of activities inside PCOA, including, I suspect, being invited to be on the program committee. So they experience how we're curating and identifying the issues that we want to express and bring to the fore during our conference. So this is a very exciting move that we've made to recognise the younger people coming up in our industry. Libby, we also want to make sure that we have a lot of people that recognise that this area of our business events is a really important area and provide an appropriate pathway for people, that they're not just going to be caught as being an event manager, but they can express themselves in a whole range of other ways on the pathway to being a more mature practitioner, including, you know, having the skill sets and the kit bag of skills to actually start their own business as well. And we've seen some of those people come through our various member companies and are now members in their own right. So that's an important consideration for us, and I think an important consideration for young people today looking for a career pathway. It needs to be mapped out for people who are so aspirational, the young people today, which is fantastic, to understand where can this take me. And we know that it can take them anywhere around the world if they want to. The skills are transportable from Australia to New Zealand to Europe to America. So that's one of the objectives that we're now moving into, to try and make sure that people can understand, the young people, where the pathway is. And we're working closely with TAFEs and the universities to make sure that the programs they're delivering for people in the educational experience that they're having as a start of their journey into our industry are appropriate for and a practical for people working in our sector.
And it's a great, great point, and so many great initiatives that the PCOA are working on. And it's certainly something to remember that we do, young people coming into our industry have such great energy and such great passion. And sometimes it's just a bit of, it's the experience that's missing. But what you don't want to do is squash the passion or squash the energy. It's about engaging that and supporting that and providing that education piece so they can move very quickly to be in a seat that they're aspiring to.
I mean, the whole challenge is to harness that energy. You know, some of the young people are not frightened of working, you know, long hours, and we're trying to dampen that down a little to make sure that they're looking after their own mental health, their own well-being in the workplace and when they're on site at a great conference like this. So they're all unique characteristics that I think people bring to the events space.
And what advice would you give to someone thinking about joining the events industry or has tried in the past and maybe not found the right role for them? As someone that's just excited by it, what would your advice be if someone's looking at their first step into this space?
If you've got the energy and you've got the enthusiasm, then we can always teach the upskilling that's required to make sure that you can be effective both for an employer but have some meaningful outcomes for yourself. And I think over the years, the most encouraging and the best thing that I experience is actually when you're delivering the event and all of the delegates are, you know, networking, excited and empowered is really a great outcome. And that delivery, I think coming into the industry, you find that's a fantastic thing to have.
Fantastic. Some great thoughts around that. And I always get so excited when I meet someone out in the world that is excited, that's thinking about joining the events industry. So it's great to hear that everyone else in this community is excited as well. Would love to know, do you have any experience or thoughts around what people should be doing to get their event to stand out from the crowd? Or what's some advice that you would give if people wanting to change up the way they do things?
I think we're challenging ourselves now, Libby, to step outside the square and not just have the same old year after year. And we've been talking about that around the table and the networking opportunities of taking some of the activities that might have been done inside a room, outside, sitting under the trees or, you know, playing golf or doing these sorts of things that still end up with the objective of the networking, the collaboration and those sorts of opportunities that ensure that people have a meaningful experience.
Fantastic. The world is our oyster. I love it. All the possibilities.
Indeed.
Now, would love to know from you, what is your proudest accomplishment in your career?
Libby, that's an interesting one. I think we delivered a medical conference in Hawaii that brought together Australian and New Zealand ENT surgeons who had been collaborating and researching with North American, South American surgeons and out of Asia and Europe. And in Hawaii, we brought like 450 of them together in an environment in which they exchanged their most up-to-date research, which was all about better patient outcomes. And I think to be the facilitator of that activity and in that environment was a very fulfilling experience.
Fantastic. What a great initiative and what a great event to be part of, Merle, changing so much for so many people beyond the event in itself. Now, before we move on to our fast five questions to get to know you a little bit more, any final thoughts from your side? Anything else you want to share with us?
Libby, we're now committed to the next 3 years of our strategy, which is to focus increasingly on the younger cohort whilst not leaving our experienced practitioners behind. But we need to focus on the next generation of people that are going to come into our industry. So we're going to be focusing on that. We have the opportunity to expand our membership into New Zealand. We think there's a great opportunity for the practitioners who are particularly in associations and other organisations and corporates over there to be part of our community. So we're going to be reaching out to them in the next 12 or 18 months to increase our community and our membership in those areas, whilst not taking our eye off what our core objectives are, the professional development of our community.
That's amazing. And I imagine if anyone, any of our listeners have any great ways or ideas to help grow in those initiatives that you have, the strategic development initiatives over the next few years, I'm sure that the amazing team at the PCOA would be delighted to hear those.
Absolutely. We've got a very much an open door or an open email, if you like, policy. So we're a community that ensures that we all have our say. We might not have all of the resources to do everything all at once, but we're also undertaking, you know, some updating and refreshing of our website, Libby, to make sure that it's commensurate with the modern and the futuristic objectives that we've got. And that's going to be unfolding over the next few months as well.
Exciting. I can't wait to see it. Now, on to the fun part, Barry. Love to know a little bit more about you. What is the most memorable event that you have ever attended?
I think the most memorable event was a Johnny Farnham concert quite a few years ago when he was in his heyday.
Sounds fun. We all love a bit of Johnny Farnham every now and then, don't we? Your favourite city in the world?
I love Barcelona. I've been back there twice, once for business, once for just leisure, and love the city, love the people, closely followed, I guess, by Tokyo or Osaka.
Wonderful. Best book or movie of all time?
Oh, gee, I'm not a great book person and I'm not a great movie person, so can I pass?
You can pass, yeah. Barry. I'll give you one pass. What or who is your greatest inspiration?
Barack Obama is an inspiring person for me, being, the first president of the US who was, from a non-white background, and some of the things that he wanted to leave a legacy for the community. So he's very much an inspiring person from my point of view.
And would we be more likely to see you climb a mountain or jump out of a plane?
I've witnessed Peter Hillary's Sir Edmund's son climbing a mountain, and that seems a little bit daunting for me. So I reckon I could close my eyes and jump out of a plane. And so I'm going to go with jumping out of a plane. Why
Fantastic.
Not?
Maybe we can put it on the to-do list for 2024, perhaps.
Maybe we can do it at the next PCOA conference.
I'm in.
Great.
Now, Barry, if anyone wants to get contact with you directly through your organisation to potentially work with you or with the PCOA, best way for them to get in contact?
Yeah, through the PCOA website, but I'm on LinkedIn, so most welcome to reach out to me.
Great. So anyone wanting to get in contact with Barry, you can find Barry Neem on LinkedIn. And thanks so much, Barry, for joining us live here at the PCOA conference in December in 2023.
Oh, thanks so much, Libby, for your support.
No problem
Great
at all.
Great to be with you.
Thanks, Barry. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Conference Collective, brought to you by the PCOA and Connected Event Group.